Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tokyo Lens podcast. As always, if you are a regular listener, welcome back. Tonight, we're talking about doctors and hospitals in Japan, but before we do, I just want to mention that I'm recording this on a new and different microphone than I usually record it on. So, when you listen, let me know how it sounds. Send me some feedback over Twitter. Anyways, we're going to jump right into this. So for this week's Tokyo Tuesday, we're talking about doctors and hospitals in Japan. A really common question that I get is, are doctors in Japan any good? Are hospitals in Japan any good? And I feel it's a bag of questions with really, really mixed answers. So in the Tokyo Tuesday episode, as I always do, I went into a little bit of a shorter, more condensed answer. But what I want to do here in the podcast is share something with you guys with just a little more detail and a little more depth. So in order to properly frame this answer, we're going to start with a couple anecdotes. Now, one of the first anecdotes I am going to share with you guys is about a wrist injury that I got, I'd say 3 or 4 years ago, when I first started playing that Japanese instrument, the shamisen. Now, in order to play the shamisen, you have to hold a plectrum called a bachi. And the way you hold this puts your wrist at a very, very extreme angle. You do run the risk of things like tendonitis and all these other wrist problems if you don't play properly, especially if you're putting in too much power into your strikes. And within probably a year of playing, I started to develop some fairly severe wrist pain. You see, the wrist was constantly bent full forward for me to play the shamisen, and I exercised quite a bit, which, you know, doing push-ups and all that, bent the wrist back in the exact opposite direction. So I went to the doctor. I basically couldn't use my wrist. I couldn't lift anything. I couldn't even pick up a backpack. The pain was so severe. It was right on the inner part of the wrist. I'd say if you face your right hand towards yourself, the inner left hand side, the joint near the back side of your hand, just hurt so incredibly much. So I went to a local hospital. I went to the doctor. I explained it. He felt around. He said, "Does this hurt? Does this hurt?" All the standard doctor stuff. And he's like, "Honestly, I have no idea. We'll take an x-ray and just see how it looks." We took an x-ray and he's like, "I don't see anything in the x-ray. I'll tell you what, if it still hurts in about 2 weeks, come on back and we'll do some more scans." So 2 weeks went by, the pain didn't go by, the pain stuck around. I went back, some additional scans were done, he still couldn't find anything. We took a fresh set of x-rays, everything pretty much still looked the same, and it was at this point that I decided to go out to a little more of a specialist. So I went to a sports doctor and got my wrist checked there. The sports doctor took a look at the x-rays I already had. He took his own x-rays and couldn't find anything. He basically gave me the same line of, if it still hurts in a couple weeks, come back. For now, here are some painkillers. It was at this point that I started to feel a little bit of frustration. I couldn't figure out why these doctors couldn't figure out what this was. I started to hit the internet pretty hard, and I'd say probably after about 10-15 solid hours of research, I found a website that had mentioned a bit of a sports injury that comes from extreme bending, where there's a possibility of a slight fragment of bone getting lodged in a nerve area somewhere that could have been causing it. They showed a list of 20 or 30 different x-rays that highlighted it and what to look for, and sure enough, I found that on my x-ray. I went back to the specialist. He said, "Yes, it could be that. Here are some exercises that you can do. If it doesn't go away within this time period, we can always consider opening it up and doing surgery." Within a couple months, my wrist felt better. I now take care of my wrist with a great deal of care. Take care of with care, yes. I take care of my wrist with a great deal of care to ensure that it doesn't happen again. But I walked away from that experience a little bit surprised and a little bit disappointed. Once I had brought it to the doctor and said, "Hey, could it be this? He's like, you know what? Yeah, it could. And he confirmed that, that was the case. But I didn't feel overly excited that I had to figure that out for myself. I walked away quite disappointed. Now, if we flash forward to another experience that I had with a doctor here in Japan, I had this incredible pain under my armpit, and it wasn't going away, and it was getting worse and worse, and it got to the point where I couldn't put my arm down. Exact same situation. Went to the doctor. The doctor said, "Hey, I can't see anything. It looks fine. If you still have the same problem, and guess what? 2 weeks. That's right. Come on back for now. Here are some painkillers." Again, I went to a specialist. Same deal. Absolutely nothing. It wasn't until about a month and a half later. I was putting on my deodorant one morning, looked at the back of the deodorant and said, if you have pain or discomfort, please stop using immediately. Did a little bit of research and found out that this particular deodorant had actually been causing chemical burns in some people. Big shock to me. I looked up what it would feel like to have a chemical burn in your armpit, and wouldn't you know, that was it. Exactly. I stopped using the deodorant, and within 5 days, the pain that I had for about 7 weeks completely went away. I was just flabbergasted. This was two cases where I had gone to the doctor. In fact, that second case, we had done so many scans, and I had put so much money into finding out what this pain was, and nobody could tell me. It just no doctor had an answer. In fact, for regular viewers of the vlog, you will know that about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I went deaf in my left ear completely. I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me, "Oh yeah, you probably just have an ear infection. Here are some antibiotics." A couple days later, the quote unquote ear infection didn't go away. I was recommended to go to the number one ENT, ear, nose, and throat specialist in Japan. And they were like, "No, this is sudden sensorineural hearing loss. We need to get you on a regimen of steroids and special nerve actants and vitamins and you name it immediately. This needs to be done immediately." That was probably one of the first very positive interactions that I had with a doctor here in Japan, but it really started to balance things out. It showed me that it is not all bad, and I had really started to worry that things might be all bad. In fact, I've had at least two different friends here in Japan who have come down with some form of ailment. One person who had extreme lower back pain, and another person who had an arm problem that got worse and worse and worse, and the doctors just could not help them figure it out. And they ended up giving up their life here in Japan to return to their home country in order to get the health care that they needed. So I came into this situation thinking, "Oh yeah, doctors in Japan really are not that great. I keep going to doctors, they can't help me. They keep telling me to come back in 2 weeks, throwing medicine at me." This is one of the areas where I started to become very, very negative and judgmental of a country that I'd grown to love so much. Again, for regular viewers of the vlog, people who have been following the vlog for quite some time, you will know that one of the reasons that I started this is because I wanted to put more accountability on myself as a person to live a life of positivity. And so I started thinking as I put together this Tokyo Tuesday idea. How many positive experiences have I had? How many positive experiences can I reference? And the more I thought about it, the more I realized I have friends who have been diagnosed by some of the most top-level specialists in the world and had migraines and everything that they thought would never go away, perfectly handled. After years of going from doctor to doctor to doctor, they get the number one specialist in the world who's here in Japan, and that person figures it out. And it got me thinking of my time in Canada. Most people will know that Canada has free healthcare. And along with free healthcare comes hit or miss doctor and hospital experiences. In fact, for any Canadians listening here, you'll know that you go into the doctor's office and you are only allowed to speak to the doctor about one problem per visit. If you have any additional problems, you have to go during another visit. For any non-Canadians who are like, well, why? It's because there are people who go in and just take up the doctor's time like crazy. And in a country that has free healthcare like Canada, people tend to go to the doctor for the tiniest of things. So waits at Canadian doctor's offices are abysmal. I had a friend break her nose once at a gymnastics gym. We went to the emergency room of the hospital and had to wait 8.5 hours just to see a doctor. The doctor at that point was like, well, it's been broken so long, there's not a whole lot that I can do. You're going to have to go in and see a specialist. You're probably going to end up with a deviated septum for a while. The earliest appointment we can get you is for 3 weeks from now. 3 weeks later, we did go to the hospital. They did check the nose, but our wait to see that specialist was 2.5 hours with an appointment. So then I just started thinking that, you know, it's most definitely not a Japan thing. It's definitely not country specific. I think anywhere that you go in this world, you are going to have hit and miss situations with doctors, situation experiences. You will have hit and miss experiences with doctors. And I think it's because if you're going to a doctor, it's most likely because you need to. I don't know anybody out there who's like a doctor hobbyist. Like, I'm going to go out and just see the doctor in my free time. It's not, I don't think it, well, maybe if you're a hypochondriac, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe you love doctors. But the average person, the average Joe, if you will, is not going to be going to the doctor unless they need to. And if you need to, it's more than likely a high stress situation. You have something that you want fixed. It's causing you stress. And if something is causing you that much stress, how you interpret the reaction to it, how you interpret the level of help that you get to it, is more than likely going to be a lot more critical than if you were to just go out clothing shopping or dining at a restaurant. I don't know. Some people dining at a restaurant is a very personal experience too, so that may or may not have been a bad example. So I guess the overall conclusion to my Tokyo Tuesday, which actually, if you're listening to this podcast, you're catching it about 8 hours, I can't count. You're catching it about 8 hours before everybody else. The main conclusion being that I don't think doctors in Japan are bad at all. I think that, you know, we just tend to be sensitive towards our medical issues, and that's a natural thing. Doctors pretty much anywhere in the world will be hit or miss, because one thing that we don't like to admit is that doctors, just like us, are people. There are specialists, there are general practitioners, and it doesn't matter what range, what space in the spectrum you are on, people will have gaps in their knowledge. You know, people ask me questions about Japan all the time that I am just not prepared to answer. If you ask me something about Japanese history, the chances that I'm going to stare at you blankly or just smile and say, sorry man, I don't know, are pretty good, because I don't know much about history. Even being a specialist of the instrument Tsugaru Shamisen, there are so many shamisen related questions that I could not begin to answer, no matter how hard pressed I was. So anyways, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to join this podcast episode. I'm not wrapping up just yet. There's one or two more things that I want to toss in here today, just because I haven't done as many podcasts lately as I want to. And so for podcast listeners only, I'm going to be dropping a couple secrets in here, because that's the benefit of the podcast, right? The podcast is supposed to be an opportunity for you and me to go a little bit deeper with each other, for me to give you the full answers that I kind of trim down in the vlog to keep the vlog a little more fast-paced, and for me to share a little something extra. So if you are a regular listener of the podcast or a regular viewer of the vlog, you will know that I have talked about some exciting stuff coming up in the near future. We're still a little while away from that, but in the process to it, you're going to notice a few more vlogs coming out. Tokyo Tuesdays are going to become a little more regular, and there's going to be a little bit of an expansion in the content and the number of podcasts coming out. One of the goals I have for all of this is to be able to bring you guys out podcasts weekly, if not twice a week, three times a week. If we get to a point where we can actually successfully do a daily podcast, I would absolutely love that. I have a list of content ideas that I want to share with you guys. It's just going to take me a little bit of time to organize everything. Sitting down in any average day and getting a vlog going, editing the vlog and uploading and, you know, doing all the setup and doing the podcast and Instagram, all of that, it takes an incredible amount of time, but it is something that I love having the opportunity to do with you guys. I get so much feedback, so many comments, and so many messages and emails from you guys that sometimes it can be difficult for me to keep up and reply to all of them, but I do read every single one, and I love having this interaction with you guys. A lot of you have said, you know, in one way or another, your interest in this area has been piqued, or you've wanted to get back into photography, or, you know, you've wanted to come out to Japan, or just, you know, you've just enjoyed watching the content or listening to the podcast. And this is something that I genuinely really appreciate. And now I feel like I'm starting to ramble a little bit. But on the note of photography, to any of you out there who have purchased photo prints, thank you so much. I actually want to take a moment right now just to give a heartfelt thank you to anyone who's shown interest in the photography side of things. It's a huge part of my life. I actually do a lot more photography than I share or even show on the vlog or on Instagram. And the fact that anyone would want to have one of my prints in their home means so much to me. If this is your first time hearing about it, I suggest you jump over to the Tokyo Lens YouTube channel and check out the vlog titled I'm Back. It's where I kind of release and talk a little bit about these photo prints. And finally, regarding the podcast itself and feedback and reviews, a lot of you have started to leave ratings and reviews here on the podcast for me. That means the world to me. If you haven't, and if you would be willing to today, please take 2 minutes out of your day. Leave a rating, however many stars you would like. Leave a little bit of feedback, a comment, something in there, a review of the podcast, whatever you would like. And that means, like, I read every single one of these, and I love hearing from you guys. I want to get more of these podcasts out to you. I want to get these rolling much more often. Not even sure how many of these we've done yet, but it has been a fantastic journey. I'm enjoying it. I hope you guys are too. Thank you so much once again, and I hope you have a fantastic day, night, whatever it may be. Talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.